Good morning, everyone. For the last few days, we've been discussing the bracha of Asher Yatzar, and this morning, we'll just add an interesting halacha. The halacha is that many people in the morning, when they say Birchos HaShachar, they'll say, after they'll wash their hands, go to the bathroom, then they'll say the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, and immediately following Asher Yatzar, they'll say the bracha of Elokai Neshama. The bracha of Elokai Neshama, which we'll hopefully discuss over the next few weeks. And the reason for that is that some consider the bracha of Elokai Neshama what's called a bracha smucha lechaverta. Because the bracha of Elokai Neshama, as we'll notice, does not start with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. Therefore, it's open. So what we try to do with the bracha that is open is that we connect it to a bracha that has the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. So therefore, we'll start with Asher Yatzar, Baruch Atah Hashem. That will be the opening of the bracha. And then we'll immediately go into Elokai Neshama so that the bracha of Elokai Neshama, even though it does not begin with the classic formulation of a bracha, at least is next to a bracha that does. It's what's called bracha asmucha lechaverta. Now others disagree and believe that it does not have that same status, and therefore there is no need to do this with the bracha of Asher Yatzar. But the Vilna Gaon points out the following. Why should we try to make these two brachos of Elokai Neshama and Asher Yatzar next to one another? And he says, because the bracha of Asher Yatzar is one of the most physical brachos that we are going to make. It is all about our physical bodies. In fact, that is all that we talk about in this bracha. And the bracha of Elokai Neshama is just spiritual. It is just the fact that I have a neshama, that neshama is part of God, I have a spiritual being to myself. And therefore, we should combine the two as a reminder that that is the ultimate way of serving God, with both our physical bodies, with both our spiritual bodies. So even if we don't have to halakhically connect the two, the idea that in the morning, the first thing we are doing is reminding ourselves, both of our spiritual beings and our physical beings, both in the service of Hashem, is an important reminder nonetheless. Have a wonderful day.